All right, as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times, we say good morning to Shan Sheridan.
Hey, Shan.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're
good, man.
We're super.
So what's this look like now on the mayor coming out with the five phases on Friday afternoon? Has your weekend been talking to retailers, Shan, and kind of scrambling around to see who can open today and who can't?
Well, I think retailers, are with exception of the salons, according to the governor, Friday, basically most folks can open at a certain capacity. I think it's, I believe it's about 50% capacity, and then to be ramped up beyond that. So, you know, the thing about all of this, I think, is we got to use common sense and just try to be, remind ourselves, you know, if nothing else, we've been able to wash our hands more than any time in ever our history, probably. I think we've got the cleanest countertops probably any time in our history. We've got a variety of different things. And all of that has been good, and I think that hygiene hopefully needs to continue, will hopefully continue. But I think the main thing is just use common sense, exercise common sense, and just I want to remind businesses that this, you know, this is America. This is your business, and you can do pretty much what you need to do within regard of what the guidelines are saying. I think I've talked to several people who said, well, I don't know about this, I don't know about that. And I say, well, you know, sometimes you just need to make a decision. Hopefully and prayerfully folks will make decisions based upon the guidelines, follow them, and we'll get this thing going sooner than later.
So, Shan, you've used the phrase common sense twice already. Do people actually know what common sense is, and do you think they're going to use it correctly?
Well, I think there's a whole lot more people that are considered flyover country that have common sense more so than sometimes the folks that are even our leadership. So that's one thing that I think we need to identify, is that I don't think that there's been enough credit given to people that are out there doing this everyday heavy lifting in our country to have common sense. I mean, I've talked to some folks in the past couple of weeks that are concerned about that. Well, people just don't have any sense. You know, I agree that there are people that really do some stupid things. I mean, people that just go to a Walmart at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, sometimes you can really see some pretty crazy stuff. But you know, the thing that I would say, for the majority of people, I think far outweighing the minority of people when it comes to being able to make good decisions, especially in Indiana. I applaud Indiana all the time. I talk about Indiana all the time because we have that common sense, Hoosier values, and I think for the most part there are people. But to your point, Ken, I think there are folks that you have to kind of guide and direct and say, hey, you do realize that you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that. And really a lot of this comes back to the fall of the family and, you know, the value systems that we have allowed to erode over the years. Because, you know, when I grew up, my dad taught me a variety of different things. First of all, to be respectful of other people. And, you know, if there is a situation that you're causing someone else's angst or panic or stress or harm, then you know what? You need to back off and don't do that. But I think common sense is definitely something that is lacking in a lot of areas. But I pray that we have more common sense than we think and that we will use them.
We were just talking here a few minutes ago. You know, we'll say this comes back, and by all predictions, looks like it's going to, especially this fall and winter. What's going to be the magic thing that says we have to go back to where we were? I mean, have you thought of anything? Has anybody even brought it up to you about, you know, what's going to be the determining factor if we go back all the way to where we've been?
Well, I think, first of all, again, I want to remind folks that this is we're in some uncharted territory as far as how this thing has gone and how far long it's gone. I mean, yeah, we had the Spanish flu. I get all of that. I understand, but in modern day history, this is some new territory. And to quite frankly, I don't know if you can't convince me that there is science into some of the decision. I think there are science when it comes to hygiene, science into social distancing, to a point, but I think at the same time we also have to be reminded that common sense, once again, and our body would tell you that exposure and being able to overcome your own with your own immune system is important. And my prayer is that we won't go back to a full-blown shutdown and quarantine healthy people, but we would look at doing it the opposite and be able to look at how do we protect the people that are the most vulnerable and allow healthy people to create the antibodies that need to happen. Now, I'm no rocket scientist, and I'm certainly no doctor, but I studied enough, you know, looking at just biology and reading about the immune system to know that if we can build antibodies, it certainly is a big help. And not just a big help, it could be a lifesaver. So, I mean, when you think about it. So I don't know, Ken, what the future holds. I don't think anybody knows that. I don't think, you know, Dr. Fauci, I don't think President Trump, I don't think anyone in leadership knows exactly what's going to happen. Is this going to come back more than, it's like I shared with someone the other day, they're so concerned about, you know, containing. And I will just tell you, you're not going to contain this. This is a virus. These viruses have been around since the beginning of time. So, you know, you're not going to control a virus. I think you control your response to it and control your how you do your own business and how you work individually. And I think we need to be more accountable individually, even more so than even collectively. And I think because that does impact our collective living together. But at the end of the day, I think the bottom line is, again, I hate to overuse the word, but use common sense. Recognize that, you know what, I've been in a situation I maybe should not put myself in that situation if you're vulnerable. And make sure that you keep washing your hands, you focus on staying healthy. But that's it. Build your immune system. I would hope that this summer, Ken, this would be the first thing that I would share with people. This summer, work on building immune system. Get healthy. Get ready to rock and roll and beat this thing on your own. Beat it with your good, healthy immune system. Beat it with taking good vitamins and probiotics and do those things that you're supposed to be doing. And I think we'll be a lot better shape this fall and winter if we take care of ourselves now.
What do you think people who have been told by their bosses to come to work no matter what do you think the appropriate response should be from the workers? Because we know those bosses exist.
Yeah, I think it comes back to a personal. I mean, the decision. You've got bad bosses everywhere. So you got good bosses, you got bad bosses. Just like you have good employees, you got bad employees. I think the key is engaging with your company. If you have someone in management that is telling you that you got to come in and you don't feel comfortable coming in, I think you try to have that dialogue with your HR person. If you're big enough, you probably have an HR person. If you don't, then try to talk to maybe someone that's up the food chain or an owner. But at the end of the day, if it's the owner telling you that, then I think that you've got to make a decision. Do I really want to work for this company? And is there a real present danger? Because that's the other thing too, Ken. I think you got to understand as an employer, looking at trying to keep a business afloat, they're concerned too. They're frustrated, and so they're trying to figure out how to make sure that they keep good people there. I would do it the opposite. I would make sure that try to make sure that my employees are healthy and they're feeling comfortable about things. But at the end of the day, it really comes back to the individual making that choice. And if they feel like they're not going to get what they want, then maybe it's time to look at another position. And I tell you what, there's going to be a lot available, because I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of folks that are going to sit at home for 6 months.
I don't disagree with that either.
Yeah, I thought about that too, Shan. Yeah, just to be safe.
I think that's one of our biggest concerns as economic development is where we're going to find the needed workers. We were already struggling with a 2.4 unemployment rate before this. Now are we going to be battling the pandemic aftermath of people receiving money over a period of time and not being able to, not going. Now, here's the deal. For the most part, if you got a job and your employer's offering you back your job, then the way I understand it now, you're not going to be eligible for unemployment. And I pray that there can be a good compromise in there, that folks will take care of their fears. But at the same time, you can't just make it write a blank check and say, hey, everybody take 6 months off and get your money from the government. I think that's a very dangerous precedent.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, Shan, we're in the home stretch now. We saw the mayor of Chicago over the weekend getting pretty upset at people not social distancing. And we were talking about it in Indianapolis, too. They were having the parking lot parties. So, again, flyover country, we're hoping we can at least keep our little corner of the world safe here.
Well, today is May 4th. This is, you know, May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
And may and understand that... that you are, you know, we are stronger than we think. We're smart. Are we smarter than we think? We're stronger than we believe. And that's what Christopher Robbins told Winnie the Pooh one time. And sometimes we just forget. We forget that. We forget that we're more resilient than we think. I pray that people, if they're listening, whether it's one person or three people listening today, I pray that they hear the sound of my voice and hear this message loud and clear. We are resilient people. We bounce back. But don't listen to the fear inside you and the fear in your mind and the fear maybe that's all around you. And no attack here, but, you know, watch what you're watching. I mean, and listening to. I mean, even media has created such a, I think, an incredible buzz of fear that we've got to be able to overcome. Is this a real threat? Absolutely. You've got to take precautions and do what you're supposed to do. But don't live in fear. Fear will kill you quicker than this virus. And you can't allow that because, and I'll tell you what, that is absolute truth. If you look back at war, in Korean War and the Chinese mind games that they were playing in the Korean War, how they took hope away from people. When you take hope from people, you might as well just put a pin in them because we live on hope. That is one thing that fuels us, especially as Americans. So don't lose hope. Don't lose sight. Keep the vision. You're right, Kevin. The light is at the end of the tunnel. It's not a freight train. It is the sun, and we just got to keep moving forward.
Shan, thanks for your time, buddy.
All right, man. You guys have a great day. Thank you, guys. You do an awesome job. Keep it up.
You take care. Bye.